the Social Security one. I had it right here. Okay, right here. Mm-hmm. This one you reached out to the gentleman on personally, so I know you're going to be able to answer it.
Well, hopefully I remember. Was it recent?
Yeah, a little over a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He was from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
We'll call him George from Georgia.
Well, again, may or may not be from Georgia, because George and Georgia are the... Right.
Mm-hmm. State of residence, Georgia.
I know, but we've had this conversation, Jim. They pick that when they want to be completely anonymous because it has George in it.
Oh, got you. So pulling a fast one.
Right. They might be from Georgia. Might not.
All right. This George from who knows where is, I'm going to guess, a financial planner, or at least someone that has to do with clients, because he writes, I have a client that was married 9 years and 10 months to her ex. Is the 10-year rule counted by months, literally, or by calendar years? Do you want me to read your answer?
No, I remember this one. So the 10-year rule, you have to reach your 10th anniversary, and it's a cliff. It's a cutoff. You have to reach that day. You have to celebrate your 10th anniversary from the day you were married in order to meet the 10-year rule. So it is annual. And 9 years and 10 months, unfortunately, doesn't quite make it. Whoever, you said they were divorced after 9 years and 10 months?
I didn't say anything. I just read the guy's email.
Yeah, if
they were married for 9 years and 10 months to her ex, so I'm assuming they were married.
So the client should have had a better lawyer because delaying that extra 2 months unlocks the door to ex-spouse benefits.
Why don't you explain what this 10-year rule is? We're talking... Mm-hmm. A lot of new listeners won't know what the hell it is you're talking about.
So the Social Security system has a rule that if you were married for 10 years, even if you get divorced, you still have the rights in claiming Social Security benefits of a spouse. And actually slightly more, I'm not going to go into all the detail, but slightly more liberal benefits. There's a couple rules that apply to married spouses that actually fall by the wayside when you are divorced, but they decided people that are in long-term divorces, just because someone got divorced, and traditionally it was the stay-at-home spouse that wore maybe that didn't work very, raised kids and things like that. It was very unfair to them in a divorce. They get left behind. The higher earning, the wage earner, the breadwinner, keeps their big old Social Security benefit. But with the divorce, the other spouse really was harmed financially. So they came out with this rule that not everybody, but as long as you were married for 10 years, you get to claim spousal benefits like you were still married. And even if your ex remarried, all the spouses get benefits. So it doesn't take away from anyone's benefit. A lot of people misunderstand how Social Security works and thinks that a spouse or survivor benefit takes away from someone else. It doesn't. It's you either have earned it or not. It only affects you for the most part. And so that's why people are worried about staying married for 10 years. And here, unfortunately, married 9 years and 10 months, just 60 days roughly away from keeping a lifetime opportunity of claiming spousal benefits from the ex-spouse's record. So the question was, is this really true? And it is true that it's a hard 10 years. You have to make it to the 10th anniversary of your marriage. I suggested a couple of Hail Marys, I believe, in my email back to this person. The Hail Mary, I know one of them was, check the state in which they resided and double check and see if by chance they could have been legally considered married prior to their wedding date due to maybe a common law marriage circumstance. There are states, Colorado being one of them, that have very
liberal
is probably the word again, definitions of common law marriage. And if you could make the case that they were really married for more than 10 years because of a technicality like this, that might open the door then
and
to
spousal benefits.
And Social Security
does honor common law marriage.
They do. They do. So that's why I pointed it out. This is something, you know, it is a Hail Mary. And then there was, I gave him two things.
I don't think
to,
you gave him
I think
two.
The other was to recount, right, you know, just make absolutely sure.
Yeah, triple check the anniversary against the actual divorce decree.
Yeah. So it could be the it's when the divorce decree, when you officially become divorced. It's not when you file for divorce. That's just the beginning of the process. The official divorce will be a court decided date, and hopefully then they'll find on a technicality that the client squeaked in. But it is a hard and fast reach your 10th anniversary rule on the 10-year rule.